All things considered, I'm Dave Lawrence. Today we are welcoming a legendary artist. Been inducted into the Grammy Hall of Fame, received a Grammy Lifetime Achievement Award, entertaining successfully since the 1950s. There are a handful of people that can say something like that. He was introduced to the world on the Ed Sullivan Show in 57. He sold millions of records, released a number of Christmas albums, and no wonder he's back for an annual set of Christmas shows. It's Friday and Saturday, December 20th and 21st, Blaisdell Concert Hall. A gigantic honor to welcome Johnny Mathis. Hey, my brother, welcome. Thanks for doing this.
Well, bless your heart. I didn't know I did all that stuff, but thank you very much.
You are welcome very much. And you know what? You've got some interesting history in the islands. I'm not going to go through all of it, but we're blessed. We have this listener, Steve, the mystery emailer. He sends me cool tidbits. And these are so long ago, I completely get it if you don't remember either of them. But first one was in November 24th, 1958. Johnny Mathis had a stopover at the Honolulu International Airport on his way back to the mainland after completing a successful concert tour of Australia. During the stopover, he got a free hula lesson from one of the hula dancers that greeted the arriving passengers. Do you remember that?
I do very much so. Hawaii is one of those rare places. First of all, I'll let you know that I come from a large family. My mom and my dad were my best pals, but they had seven children. We were the most grateful people for things that were, like, going to Hawaii was a big deal.
Right.
I remember one of the reasons was I started taking voice lessons at a very early age, and she was a wonderful woman who taught me free of charge. I had no money, but I did house chores for her, scrubbed her floors, did anything, and she gave me voice lessons. She was a big fan of Hawaii, and she always had pictures of herself and her boyfriend in Hawaii, and she had all sorts of little trinkets. And I always fantasized about singing in Hawaii. And, of course, to this point in my life, I feel the same way she does about Hawaii. So I have nothing but great memories and wonderful feelings about the state of Hawaii.
Was that woman you were talking about Connie Cox?
That was Connie Cox, yes.
And another critical development took place in that same era of your life, centered around your father, Clem, and he bringing an upright piano into the house.
Well, Dad, he was my best pal. He also sang, but nobody heard him except the family. But the thing that I remember most is him in the evening after he'd come back from work, he painted people's home. And he came home, his clothes with paint on them, and the first thing he did after he grabbed a glass of beer was to sit down at the piano and play and sing. And that is the thing that is so vivid in my mind, even to this late date. That is the reason that I sang, and I sang because I love my dad so much.
It didn't fit right in the house. He had to take the piano apart and then put it in the house and then reassemble it.
Tiny little apartment house. And he came home one day with a pile of, it looks like wood or junk or something. And I said, oh, that's not a piano. And he brought it all in, put it on the floor, and we sat there for hours and hours putting it together, and it turned out to be a piano.
Your dad factors big time into this other part of your life. Tell the story of the Black Hawk nightclub.
Well, I was always a jazz fan. My dad had to accompany me whenever I went to a local jazz club in San Francisco, and Dad would take me in. We would sit in the back or sit someplace where we were not noticeable. I was 7, 8, 9 years old.
Wow.
You could do certain things, and they would make allowances for it, as they did with my dad, who brought me in. And I would listen to people like Lena Horne and Oscar Peterson, Billy Eckstein, Nat Cole. And occasionally, I would even get a chance to meet one and shake their hand. I remember them being very gracious to a young kid like myself. And over the years, I have met every single one of them, and they say, oh, I remember you. You're that little kid your dad brought you to the nightclub, and you couldn't drink, but you sat in the back and listened. And Nat King Cole, of course, turned out to be one of my best pals in the world.
What's a great memory?
He was very gentle. He loved baseball. I remember one of these celebrity baseball games, but I cannot express myself to the audience enough what a joy it was for me, being a little kid. I must have been 12 or 13 years old when I met Nat. He was so kind, so generous. I remember him so vividly that way. When I did start to sing and had some success with my music, he was one of the first people to say, "Now you see, I told you." And all his life after that, I was friends with him, got to know his family, and eventually Natalie and I worked together on many occasions. We recorded together, we became pals.
And there's another major cat that factors into your life, Ed Sullivan. And looking back, Johnny, how critical was that first 1957 appearance on his show?
At the time, the Ed Sullivan Show was de rigueur, the most popular program on Sunday night. To get on it was a big, big bonus for me. That appearance that I made for the first time. Over the years, I appeared on his program many, many times and eventually propelled me into the spotlight so that people knew who I was when they heard me sing.
Did you spend any personal time with him?
I did live in New York for the first 10 or 12 years of my career. There's a place that he frequented, which was kind of a delicatessen, and I saw him on occasion there. He was not very lucid as far as being a host of a very famous television show like that. He was awkward when he spoke. He's a newsman. He was a very famous columnist for one of the New York newspapers, and he had really no experience, as a talker on television, and many people kind of made fun of him because he was a little bit awkward, but he was quite a nice man.
That's some fascinating insight right there. And another person I bet you think is nice is Dionne Warwick. When did you first meet Dionne?
Oh, gosh, 1,000 years ago. but she's still very young, of course. Dionne and I go back. We worked together when we were just beginning our careers. I had spent some time with her about 2 days ago. We live very close together in Southern California. We see each other a lot. She had a program on television for a few years. I appeared on it and sang with her. She even lives in a house that I lived in for 10 or 15 years in Southern California. She bought the house. I don't know whether she bought it because I lived in it, but anyway, she did. And in fact, for 4 or 5 years, we toured together and we did lots of duets, and I'm a big fan of hers.
Who would you call your greatest acquaintances that have become friends?
Nat King Cole, without a doubt. The nicest person I ever met in my life. I will never forget. He had a television show for a very short time, maybe 3 or 4 years. But one night, I was sitting with my dad, who loved Nat King Cole. In fact, he told me that's the reason that he sang. And we were sitting, we had been eating, and that program came on, and he says, "Now, ladies and gentlemen, let's sing a song by a young man, Johnny Mathis." Well, my dad almost had a heart attack, and he sang one of my songs, and that was my introduction to Nat, and we became pals over the years. He was a wonderful man and a great artist whom I learned so much from. To have a person like that in my life, it's like a beacon. It shows you where you're capable of going if you mind your ways, and there's so many things that may get into the way. But he showed me that he was a gentleman, and he was an artist, and he was a kind man. So I had a lot to learn from him.
No better story than that, sitting there with your dad having that come on the TV. Very, very impressive, and a good note to leave it on. It's going to be Friday and Saturday, December 20th and 21st, Blaisdell Concert Hall. A gentleman who made his debut, I believe it was, October 9th and 10th, 1960, at the Waikiki Shell. And now...
Yes! And I had a group of kids with me called the Young Americans.
You remember it?
Yeah, I loved it. You kidding?
It's legendary entertainer Johnny Mathis, our guest today on the show. Super grateful, my brother.
Thank you so much for the interview, and I'm sure it'll help my performance over there.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, San Francisco's Johnny Mathis. Just hear those sleigh bells jingling, ring, ting, tingling too.
weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Outside the snow is falling and friends are calling you. Come on, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Giddy-up, 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 let's go. Let's look at the show. We're riding in a wonderland of snow. Giddy-up, 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 it's grand. Just holding your hand. We're gliding along with the song of wintry fairyland. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. We snuggle close together like two birds of a feather would be. Let's take that road before us and sing a chorus or two. Come along, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. There's a birthday party at the home of Farmer Gray. It'll be the perfect ending of a perfect day. We'll be singing the songs we love to sing without a single stop. At the fireplace where we'll watch the chestnuts pop. There's a happy feeling, nothing in the world can buy. When they pass around the coffee and the pumpkin pie, it'll nearly be like a picture print by Courier and Eyes. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. These wonderful things are the things we remember all through our lives. Just hear those things. Our cheeks are nice and rosy and comfy, cozy are we. Come along, it's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. It's lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you. Lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with, lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with, lovely weather for a sleigh ride together with you.